The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria, 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 Maria. I just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. It's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. The most beautiful sound I ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Travolta.
Honestly, in your life, have you ever heard Maria sung more beautifully? Oh my gosh. Okay, well, good evening and welcome. If you love movies and you love music even more, then it's a good thing that you've joined us here in the heart of Hollywood at the Dolby Theater. Tonight, Oscar-winning film composers and songwriters meet one of the greatest voices of our time, Andrea Bocelli. Our evening began with one of the greatest love songs, Maria, from one of the greatest musicals, West Side Story, composed by none other than Leonard Bernstein. The revolutionary impact of West Side Story on Broadway made it inevitable that it would transfer to the silver screen, where it won an amazing 10 Academy Awards. But we're here tonight to also celebrate Italian contributions to cinema. First and foremost, we must turn to the composer Ennio Morricone. Morricone has had a prolific career composing the scores to over 70 films, both in Italy and here in Hollywood. A lifetime of achievement that was recently recognized with an honorary Oscar. One of his most beloved scores was composed for an Italian classic, the Academy Award-winning Cinema Paradiso. When you hear the first few notes of his theme, you can't help but feel transported to to everybody's ideal of the classic Italian square.
Thank you very much. It's a big pleasure and honor to have on stage with me a great musician, a great composer, above all, a great friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, David Foster.
Thank you, Andrea.
Hi, David.
And good evening.
Finally.
Well, that was beautiful, as John
Thank you.
Said. So tonight, well, we're excited because we've made what I think is one of the most spectacular CDs ever, and it's called Cinema. And now, even though I've done film scores, you know that at heart, I'm a songwriter. And I also loved writing songs for films because when we hear them later, they help us conjure up some great cinematic memories. I mean, what would Casablanca be without the song As Time Goes By?
Well, I love very much this, the music of the cinema or the movies, because for me, because it's a very free music. There is a big inspiration in this kind of music. I love it.
Well, and they're all great choices that we picked for this CD. But for me, there was no better example of a film composer who could also score films and write memorable songs like Henry Mancini. Let's see if the audience recognizes this little gem. Okay.
Thank you.
And Andrea wanted, he wanted to play piano on that song, but I wouldn't let him.
No, no,
I wouldn't let him because I don't
it's
like to give
fault
up my piano.
Because you arranged this piece with too many accords, too complicated. Originally, the song was simple.
I'm sorry.
Now it's very complicated.
Well, you're a very complicated man, okay?
That's not
you
true.
You know, in the early days of Hollywood, the studios lured many great songwriters to Hollywood from Broadway, like the Gershwins and Irving Berlin. And many of the classics of the American songbook came from this era. And you may find this hard to believe. When you think about it, it wasn't a famous singer like Sinatra or Bing Crosby, but instead, it was Fred Astaire, who we remember as a great dancer, who probably introduced more of these classic songs to the public than anyone. So, Andrea, tell us why this next song is so special to you.
I heard this song when I was a child, and I was in love for this song. But
you were in love?
No, at that time I was in love only for the song, luckily. But I discovered that in my country, few people know the song. For this reason, I decided to translate the lyrics in Italian, keeping the meaning of the song.
And it has another meaning, which you'll find out in a little minute as we do this song.
Okay. I trust you.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. E il mio cuore batte così forte che non riesco più a parlare, sai perché? Sei la donna più incredibile che c'è.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together.
Tempo libero, follie, viaggi all'estero, ma che?
Niente al mondo è così bello come stare insieme a te.
E la vita, questa vita,
è uno sballo se ci sei.
Hai spazzato via i problemi, le paure, i dubbi miei. Che bello stare qui, accarezzarti così, parlarti così, felice cara. Heaven,
heaven,
I'm in heaven,
I'm in heaven.
Ma che bello stare insieme.
Ma che bello stare insieme.
E restare guancia a guancia ci tucci.
Thank you very much.
Veronica Berte Bocelli. Beautiful job.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You know I'm not a singer. I did all my best.
No, but can I just say really quickly, we were making the record at their home. We needed a demo singer. Veronica is very geographically desirable. She was right in the house.
I was right there.
Right there. Come leave the baby for a second, sing the demo, and then we loved it so much that we kept it. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Thank you.
Boy. Re maggiore o re minore? Bella, cioè, sono cose non sono scontate.
Ma della musica americana, queste melodie, ma ci sono le armonie molto molto interessanti. Sempre questa, non si può fare un programma di Mario Lanza senza pensare in Be My Love, Because, tutte queste cose.
Sì, anche quella ho registrato in un disco. Ma lei l'ha conosciuto, lei ha conosciuto Mario Lanza, no? Se non mi sbaglio.
No, non l'ho conosciuto, ma l'ho ammirato moltissimo. E poi la storia più che ci affascina a tutti e che siano i nostri colleghi come José, Luciano e naturalmente io, penso che anche te, siamo cresciuti con la musica di lui, veramente.
La prima voce di tenore che ho sentito nel disco era quella di Mario Lanza.
Incredibile, allora tutti questi film che ha fatto all'inizio, poi il film anche di Caruso. Questo veramente con una forza tremenda, perché ha avuto il Hollywood che lo ha spinto. E la cosa incredibile è che lui cantava dei concerti straordinari, un repertorio molto difficile, ma non so cosa è stato che non ha fatto le opere complete.
Ma anche perché probabilmente lui amava molto fare cinema, queste cose qui, quindi...
Può darsi, ma veramente la voce, anche cantanti come Sinatra, ammiravano a Mario Lanza.
Sì, allora... anche io, sai che ho studiato, lo so, senz'altro che ho studiato con Corelli, no? Un po' di tempo, con Franco Corelli. E lui, anche lui mi diceva che aveva amato la voce di Mario Lanza.
Ma certo, certo, perché non potevamo non amarla. Era una voce veramente alla italiana, era veramente un esempio per noi e una ispirazione per cantare opera, anche se non era un cantante vero.
D'opera, no, è vero.
Sì, sì.
Oh,
Andrea Bocelli. Andrea, as we heard earlier, the melodies from the film music of Ennio Morricone makes for beautiful songs. What is your favorite Sergio Leone film?
Okay, seriously, he's a great artist, but surely one of the best movies is Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh, yeah. And this melody was also too beautiful not to turn into a song. And one of the great things about Andrea Bocelli is people of all ages love his music. So, Andrea, just tell us who your sons wanted to sing on this album and who we got to sing a duet. Well, everybody wants to sing a duet with you, but this girl in particular.
Well, they love very much Ariana Grande. And I organized a joke for my second son, Matteo. I was in Miami in my house, and Ariana Grande came to visit me just to speak about this piece. And after 5 minutes, arrived also Matteo. And he was so surprised and happy, of course.
Of course. But she sang...
More happy than surprised, I think.
She sang so beautifully on this record, and we have her voice with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, E più ti penso. Is that the right way to say it?
Almost perfect.
Say it again for me, please.
E più ti penso.
Exactly.
Rivederti, io so già. caso non potessi rivederti.
Ariana Grande and Andrea Bocelli.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Garcia.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here. The historical epic film has been a staple of Hollywood dating back to the 1915 silent classic D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation. The tradition continued through films like Gone with the Wind and really heated up in the 50s and 60s with the monumental productions like The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, and Cleopatra. The collaboration between filmmaker David Lean and composer Maurice Jarre is heard in the epics Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago, whose melancholy strumming of the balalaika underscores the main melody, Lara's theme, which we will hear shortly from Andrea. But first, since this evening is both about Hollywood and Italian cinema, another landmark collaboration was between Federico Fellini and the composer Nino Rota on the masterpieces 8 and a Half and La Dolce Vita. But Francis Ford Coppola, who provides Rota the epic opportunity in Hollywood when Rota pens the Oscar-winning score and song, Speak Softly, Love, for The Godfather. Once again, to sing these songs, Andrea Bocelli.
Se già un torna.
tempo passa, ma una giorna non c'è mai soli, si già un torna, brucia la terra mia e brucia l'ume cuore, e si ti dà qua terra mia e io brucia t'amore.
Bravo, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
Tournée
The Italian cinema gave us another Oscar-winning score from the beloved film Il Postino. It's a fictional story based on the real-life Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, who teaches a simple postman to embrace and learn to love poetry. And what could be more poetic than Andrea Bocelli singing the touching song from Il Postino, Luis Bacalov's melody, Mi Mancherai. You know, I hate to give up my piano.
I know.
To anyone, except to you.
Okay, thank
please,
you.
Maestro.
Trovo un e l'allegria. Amica mia, va via con te.
Thank you.
I was thinking the other day that I didn't know that I had written many songs for movies, so I Googled myself, I swear to God. And it turns out that I've written 87 songs for movies. I didn't had no idea. But most of them are about love. And after four marriages, I don't know if that even makes sense anymore, but anyway, speaking of love, this is so good. If two actors were ever bonded together forever by a single movie, they are these two. Please welcome Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a huge privilege to be here tonight with you to celebrate great cinema and great music.
It is indeed. And whether we are telling you a great love story, like we did so many years ago,
or sharing our play, Love Letters, on its national tour, the story never gets old.
And neither does the music. Francis Lay wrote an amazing Oscar-winning score for our film.
Here to perform his new version of Grazie, Amore Mio.
Wait, I thought they were doing Love Story.
We are. But I wanted to cue our brilliant performer in his native language.
Si.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing the theme from Love Story,
Andrea Bocelli.
Secar la fuente inagotable del amor, contar la historia de un momento de placer, reír alegre cuando siente el corazón un gran dolor. Qué bonito es que tras la lluvia del verano salga el sol y el pavimento aquí brille de charol, que tu sonrisa me devuelva la ilusión que ayer perdí. ¡Qué grande! Corazón latir así, henchido de emoción, poder oír tu dulce voz, besarte con pasión y acariciarte y no perder ni un solo instante de ser para ti. estés conmigo cuando empiece a amanecer. Poder contar las horas dulces de este amor que ha conseguido noche y día estremecer mi corazón. Con pasión y acariciarte y no perder ni un solo instante de ser para ti un gran amor. Qué bonito es que estés conmigo cuando empieza a amanecer, poder contar las horas dulces de este amor que ha conseguido noche y día estremecer mi
Thank you very much.
You know, Andrea, sometimes a song is such an effective mood setter for a film that it's used a lot. Now, this next song has been heard in movies as diverse as All the King's Men, True Lies, and Schindler's List, but made famous by Al Pacino, who used it in the movie Scent of a Woman. It's a sexy, sexy song, correct?
I think so. I think. It's a very, very sad and deep song.
And it's a tango, right?
Right.
This is called... Oh, you better say the title because I'm going to not say it right.
Por una cabeza. Cabeza de un noble potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar y que al regresar parece decir: no olvides, hermano, vos sabes, no hay que jugar. Por una cabeza me tejón de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer que al jurar sonriendo el amor que está mintiendo quema en una hoguera todo mi querer. Por una cabeza todas las locuras, su boca que besa borra la tristeza, calma la amargura.